We're continuing our countdown to the 2025 Ireland Games in Orkney from the 12th to the 18th of July. And in this episode, we speak with a team that very much has their eyes focused on their targets. The Isle of Man archery team will head to this summer's event, hoping to build on the 6 medals they claimed at the last Games in 2023. Rhys Moore, who was among the team and individual medals in Guernsey 2 years ago, is part of a slimmed-down 5-strong lineup flying the Manx flag in the sport this time around. I caught up with him at the team's summer training base at Greba recently, where he explained how the team's preparations have been and how the sport is doing locally in recent times.
Well, Rhys, it doesn't seem that all that long ago that we were speaking to you and the archery team ahead of Guernsey. Nearly 2 years have passed, so how are you all feeling about the trip to Orkney this time?
Obviously, we had a great trip to Guernsey in 23. We came back with 6 medals in the end, which is a great, great result for us. The team slightly slimmed down this time due to various reasons, but the members that are going is a great, strong squad. Many of them were in Guernsey, so we're hopeful that we can have some good returns this time as well.
Yeah, 4 of the 5 in the squad this time around went to Guernsey. And like you say, 6 medals last time as well. So quite a nice target to try and aim for this time, maybe. No, pardon the pun.
Well, that's always the hope, isn't it? It is such a competitive sport. But we've always traditionally done quite well. 6 was a particularly good year. So let's see whether we can replicate it.
And it seemed that there was a mix as well, because yourself and Aileen picked up some individual medals, but a selection of team medals as well. So does that say a little bit, although the team's changed this year, that there is quite a good all-round collective ability in there?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think we've got a good chance at some of the team medals again this year. That'll certainly be a focus, and then the individual medals will always be a bonus.
And it's worth pointing out, for those who don't know the ins and outs of the archery side of things, that there's plenty going on outside of the Ireland Games. So could you just give us a bit of a picture, I guess, of what you've been up to since we last spoke to your head at Guernsey?
Well, I mean, we shoot 2-3 times a week in Onchan during the winter, and then we're in Greba during the summer. The clubs come on strength, I think, personally. I'd say our membership numbers are probably up somewhere between 10 and 15%, probably since the last time we spoke. And I'd say the people that's shooting on a regular basis are up notably. I mean, you're down here the field tonight. There must be the plus side of 2 dozen people down here shooting tonight. Glorious evening for it. Great excuse to get outdoors and just relax, basically.
Well, aside from the fantastic surroundings that we've got there, like you say, there's been a bit of an increase there. So what's maybe been behind that kind of rise in popularity?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I could always blow my own trumpet and say hopefully it was Guernsey, but I imagine I think people just always looking for something new to try. It's fantastic in terms of, we always joke, we take them from 9 to 90, so we cover off all age ranges. We've got a great split between, you know, the men and women, so it's great competitive from that point of view. It's really good for families. We've got people here, you know, there's two families here where there's 2 or 3 of the members all shooting together. So I think it offers an ability that people can be as much of a hobby or as competitive as really they want to be.
And just on that point as well, like making it accessible to people from different walks of life, different ages as well, how good is that in getting fresh blood into archery, whether it's one person or 100 people, theoretically? The fact that it is, it's open and anyone can give it a go.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've always said anybody can give it a go. And anybody you ever chat to, say, oh, you know, I do archery, they're always like, oh yeah, I love archery, done archery, I'd love to give it another go. And I'd always recommend people do come give it a go, give it another proper try, and if you like it, then stick around. And if not, there's plenty of other sports, isn't there? But I'd always encourage people to give archery a go. It is very therapeutic in its own way.
From someone who's very involved, and for a bit of context for those who don't know, give us an idea of some of the skills that go into archery. Speaking on behalf, you know, for someone who's never tried it before.
I'd classify archery as much of a mental sport as it is a physical sport. You don't have to be the biggest, you don't have to be the fastest, you don't have to be the strongest. You just have to come with the right sort of mindset, and it helps. It allows people to concentrate and focus on something in particular. I mean, when I'm down here shooting, it gives me a chance to get away from everything else that's happened in my life. So it's great from that point of view, and it means, you know, you can all be together and you're quite close together. It makes it a good relaxed atmosphere to just enjoy yourselves.
And of course, there is the elements. Yes, we're stood here on a beautiful evening, but it's never usually quite that straightforward. I mean, it was extremely windy at times over in Guernsey, and we know how much it can blow a hoolie on the island as well. So how much does that always seem to factor into things, the elements around you?
Well, I mean, we've got the advantage. So during what we call the indoor season, which is during like the winter, we're indoors, obviously, so that's removed, and that's great. I think it's personally part of the fun outdoors. It adds another dimension of thought process and complexity to the situation. Obviously, it's always very pleasant to shoot on a nice still evening.
Just back to the team again briefly. Obviously, you've already mentioned that, you know, four of the five going already have a bit of experience. One new addition in there. When you are new to something like the Ireland Games, what are the biggest, what are the most exciting things about it, would you say?
I think it is the friendly games at the end of the day. And what I'd always say to people is, it's realistically, for most people, most normal people like myself and plenty of others that partake in sport, it gives them a chance to compete at a large international event without having to be a professional athlete these days, which you have to do for most other events, or you have to dedicate your entire life to it. This archery and all the other sports going to the games, there will be professional athletes in there. There will be people that dedicated their lives to it. But there's also people, you know, that come down, they do something they enjoy a couple of times a week, and it gives them a chance to compete and represent the Isle of Man at the highest level. And I think it's a fantastic ability.
That also kind of repeats a little bit of the message you gave me last time ahead of Guernsey. And what a lot of people have said, it's one of the big things people seem to look forward to. It's, of course, everyone wants to win. It's competitive at times. But one of the things that always seem to jump out every time I ask, what do people like most about the Isle of Man Games? I get to see friends that I haven't seen for a couple of years from different parts of the world that I've never known about beforehand. That community aspect about the games, I mean, that must be something that's really, like, quite special about it.
Yeah, I think it is, definitely. I mean, you do get to see people you've only seen once every 2 years. I know, for example, I went away to Scotland last year and I ended up staying with some friends I'd made in the Western Isles and stuff like that, and it does offer that camaraderie. Joy and Peter, for example, who have been away before, they're coming up to Orkney support. They're not shooting this time, but they're staying with people they've shot with for the last 20 years at the Ireland Games. And I think if you go across all the sports, you'll find that to a certain degree that people have made friends, and there is that relationship that grows from that, and it just makes it a more relaxed and enjoyable environment. Yes, it's competitive. Yes, as you said, everybody wants to win, but also adds that good level of banter and fun into it, which everybody wants at the end of the day.
And just finally, we're on the home straight now. But looking ahead, I'm certainly not going to ask you to make any predictions or anything specific or anything like that, but what would the team class as a successful Ireland Games this summer?
We'd love to bring a couple of medals home. The Isle of Man archery team has been quite successful over the years. It's been quite a few games since we haven't won at least one medal. So, I mean, we'd be looking to pick up a few medals and see what sort of colour they look like when we get there.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.